I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back. World of Stupid time. Let's get dumb. So we start off with an obsessive ex-boyfriend that has, he was forced to pay 100 euros in compensation and had a two-year restraining order against him. Because he kept sending, a girl broke up with him. Jack Roach repeatedly paid money into ex Rachel Thomas Terror's bank account as he was forced to pay her that $100 or 100 euros. But every time he sent her money on one of the apps, whether you want to talk about like a Venmo or a PayPal, you know how you can leave a message? He would call her all kinds of names, like unblock me to talk, you scruffy little, I don't know what this word is. It's S blank blank G. Can anybody figure out what the, is it shag maybe? You scruffy little shag. What kind of like derogatory term could we be using there?
Because, slag, are they British?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Does anybody know any British? I don't know. Called her a little tramp. No wonder you have got no one. And he keeps sending her all these messages.
That's like a slut.
Is it?
In England, yeah.
What is it called again?
Slag.
Slag? So we can say it over here, no problems?
Say it over there, too. I mean, I don't know why they bleeped it out.
I mean, it's the Daily Mail. You guys don't bleep out anything. You just showed pictures of that damn dog that was killed all over the place, but they can't say slag.
Right.
It's not known how much Roach paid in total, but he was supposed to pay. I mean, he could be paying her a dollar a day, for all we know, or a euro a day, and sending her nasty messages, including setting up fake Snapchat accounts to hound her. That's scary, man. Like, yeah, she's a pretty girl, too. Like, all these things that are going on and she's got to deal with. But, you know, you get that scorned lover and this type of stuff happens. I'm sure you've seen a ton of it, Ed.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, yes.
So let's get to this other guy because I want to focus on this. These other two stories were amazing. A man that hated his ex-wife so much, he visited her grave over and over and over again. If you thought your ex was bad, a New Jersey man makes daily visits to visit his wife's grave.
Daily?
Yeah. So he can pee on it.
Really?
Yep. On a grave of an ex-wife he divorced 48 years ago by the woman's horrified children. And he even took current spouse to watch him piss on her grave. Oh, my goodness. A man has been caught on camera urinating on his ex-wife's grave. Michael Murphy, it says, first noticed something was amiss after spotting a bag of feces had been left at the gravesite. Oh, this is a guy that works there. He's 43 years old. He and his sister got permission to set up a trail camera to video visitors. The man who was married to Murphy's mother 48 years ago was seen getting out of his car and then peeing on the gravesite. Apparently, he left a bag of poop there as well. Could you imagine being that pissed off at an ex that you seek out every single day to go do that?
No. No.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
On video, the man can be seen unzipping his pants in order to relieve himself, completely unaware that his every move is being caught on film. Shockingly, he brought his current spouse to watch him defile the memorial. The footage was posted to Facebook. And so Michael Murphy is Linda's son. She's 6 feet under, of course. She has passed. She died of cancer in 2017 at age 66. They decided to stay. 66? You guys were... What was this, your first love? She married, now you pee on her grave every single chance you get? And look, they caught him on the trail camera. He gets out and he does it every single time. Old redneck just doesn't any parts of it.
I can't believe this.
Yeah. There were people, there were Browns fans that did this to Art Modell's grave.
I remember that.
Which was just, I mean, come on. But
she buried in somebody's yard?
That's what it looks like. By the way, whose grave would you pee on if you could over and over again? Is there anybody that you would want to do that to? Like, you're not doing anything. You're dead.
I wouldn't waste my time.
Yeah. Your poor son. Guys, they've got so many pictures of him just taking his junk out and peeing.
Well, he's probably at the same time every day. It shouldn't be hard.
Is there anything illegal about that? Public indecency?
Yeah, public urination is illegal, yeah.
Jesus. All right, let's get to this last story. This is so gross. I'm a dog lover. Ed, now you're a dog. Well, you've been a dog lover. You just now got a dog, right?
I've always had a dog.
Yeah.
I've never not had a dog since I'm a child.
Yeah. So now you have a dog. Mm-hmm. Woman has a little pet chihuahua. It had explosive diarrhea all over her face.
The dog did?
Yes. All over the woman's face while she was sleeping. So the little chihuahua got up there, and this British woman spent 3 days in the hospital after her dog defecated right into her mouth as she slept.
What?
Yes.
Amanda, get out of here.
Amanda Gamo. You can read this story if you want. I was having my... Should I do it in a British accent? It's having my afternoon nap with Belle, like I always do, when suddenly I felt something squirt in my mouth. It was disgusting.
Oh my God.
I was hurling violently for hours after. I just couldn't get the taste out of my mouth. Gamo's daughter took Belle to the vet where the pooch was diagnosed with a nasty stomach bug. Later that day, Gamo herself began displaying some of the same symptoms as the sick pooch. She quickly sought medical attention. Why did they take a picture of her face with the diarrhea on it? Look at Ed. Look. Oh, God. That's awful. Why would you, like, wipe your face off? You don't have to document this.
Apparently she did. She found the need to document this.
Hurry up. Take a picture of my face. The dog pooped on it. Who says that? By the way, that's probably red flagged. Jesus. Think about what you're saying sometimes, Jeremy. Come on. Paramedics prescribed the mom of three painkillers for her stomach cramps and instructed her to drink lots of water to flush out any potential infection. The cramps got worse and worse until I could feel them all over my body, even in my legs. I was so dehydrated from being sick and having diarrhea that my kidneys had shriveled to half their size. This is why I've said this for so long. You should not let your dogs poop in your mouth. Anybody that will listen to me, I try to tell them, don't let your dogs poop in your mouth. This is just disgusting. Gamma was kept under observation for 3 days while they rehydrated her with electrolytes and glucose. I could never recover from that. I was kept in a hospital for 3 days. They flushed the infection through a drip. My discharge notes that I'd suffer gastrointestinal infection caused by a dog defecating in my mouth, something doctors have never witnessed before. Ed, you got any thoughts?
Yeah, I got a lot of thoughts.
I just saw the picture of it again. Why would you post the picture after the dog defecated in your mouth?
What'd you do to that dog to get him that mad?
What did you feed him? Gross, lady. I mean, come on. This is so disgusting. And yet, it happened. And as far as Gump said, it does happen.
Yeah.
It's gross. So I just shared the story on Twitter at JeremyCon1057. You know what? I'm going to share it to Facebook, too. This seems like Facebook appropriate as well. That's your World of Stupid. Coming up next, we're going to storm the castle. You get to hear from John Harbaugh, his thoughts on the big win over the Patriots. That's coming up right here on 1057 The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we're going to hear from John Harbaugh. A big win. The Ravens hold on in the fourth quarter. Here he is giving his overall thoughts on game tape.
Obviously a very important win. Back and watch the tape. It's one of those games that looked very similar on tape. What it looked like when you watch it in real time. So confirmed a lot of things for us. I thought the guys played extremely hard, made plays when they needed to be made and critical points in time in the game. So in a hard-fought battle, and that's really at the end what wins games. Like we said, the game is about the players, and our players made the plays to win the game. So that's where we're at.
A lot of coach speak there, but I mean, again, what is he supposed to say? They won the game. They found a way to get turnovers. That's a huge win, and I've said this before. I don't criticize teams often for getting wins on the road because I don't think how much people realize how difficult that actually is in the NFL. Like, we always talk about how good of a home team the Ravens have been. You know, you expect them to go 7-1, 6-2, and if you split on the road back in the 16-game format, you're like, okay, you're 10-6, and you're probably in the playoffs. That's the way you've always looked at it. Go 6-2, 4-4, you're good to go. Well, nowadays, like when you look at it, when you're facing bad teams, everybody expects you to win. But again, facing some of those teams at the beginning of the year and how difficult it can be. Like the Jets were, up until Lamar got hot in that second half, and looks like he got in a rhythm, and that's carried over these last two games. You know, that game was a little dicey as well. But again, 2-1, I don't think you can complain about it heading into a home game against Buffalo now.
No, I mean, it's, you know, kind of had a feeling they'd be 2-2 coming out of this four-game stretch against this division just because. And that may very well happen. And so it's fine. He said, it's not even a quarter of the season now with the 17 games. So it's like there's a lot of football left. I hope people aren't panicking already. How many teams are left now? It's just the Dolphins and the Eagles now.
Yeah.
Those Giants lost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here's John Harbaugh talking on Filele stepping in at left tackle.
He seemed good. You know, I haven't seen him today. According to the medical report that we got back, he's in good shape, you know, so. He was excited in the locker room after the game and felt good about it. So go from here.
Yeah, that was him talking about Dobbins there and how he felt physically after the game. Here he is talking about Filele stepping in at left tackle.
I mean, as the game went on, I think he really, really settled in. You know, he never played left tackle in a game before in his life. To go out there and get a feel, the two rushers they had, you know, obviously coming off the edges, were both, you know, very good football players. Just seemed to me that once he kind of got settled down and loud stadium, silent count, really hadn't been practicing the silent count all week with the ones. Once he kind of got the timing of that down and got a feel for the speed of the game, seemed to get his confidence. And into the second half where he started, I think he felt like he belonged out there, you know, and started playing really well. So that was a big plus for us. The whole offensive line played extremely well, and he's kind of a good example of that.
And you mentioned it earlier, Ed, Von Miller coming to town. You watch him bend, run by you, bulldoze you. I don't
have a Hall big of Famer.
Guy like, yeah, big yeah. guy like Filele. I don't know. I don't know that many guys are going to match up well with Von Miller, and you might need some help over there.
I think Filele would be the worst possible. He's too big. He's almost 400 pounds. He's 6'8", 380 something. I don't know how you're going to match up with a guy like, you know, Miller.
He's got to get his hands on him quick.
Yes, he's got long arms. He should have long arms. He's 6'8". But
he's a T-Rex over there.
He's got long everything, yeah.
I can't get to him, coach. Right. Here's John Harbaugh talking about Duvernay through the first 3 weeks.
I would say so. You know, those are things that we felt like were in his skill set when we drafted him. But it takes usually, you know, some development in the National Football League. He's been playing ever since he got here in some capacity. But to see him kind of flourish in the last few games in this season in fulfillment of those expectations is just great. I was in the weight room earlier and saw him, and he's never satisfied. He's just never satisfied. And that kind of mindset, it goes a long way.
So with Duvernay, I mean, we talk about week one, him being the guy that catches a couple of touchdowns. Week two, he starts the game off against the Dolphins with a kickoff return for a touchdown. Also had a big punt return against New England and a touchdown. So, look, he's had an impact all over that field in helping keep them in games. I don't think you can say enough about what you're getting from him thus far.
No, you can't. I mean, I just feel like he's finally getting the opportunity, and he seized it with both hands.
Let's get to Harbaugh talking about the offense being more pass-oriented and being successful.
There's a lot of ways to look at all that, you know, and I think a lot of it is just kind of like distracting. I mean, you try to make something out of something that's not really a narrative, you know. It's you just try to be the best offense you can be with what you got, you know, at that given point in time, how guys are playing and who you're playing and all that kind of stuff. And then the evolution kind of happens as it goes.
So, Ed, if they beat Buffalo, and I don't know if you've given your prediction how you feel about it, I'm telling you right now, I'll be betting Buffalo this weekend. If they beat Buffalo, it's because of what? Is it because
Lamar scored 45 points. That's how they beat Buffalo. That's the only way I see it happening. Lamar's going to have a better game than he's had when he played his best game. Like, I don't know what else he can do. I mean, Lamar's playing out of his mind football. So I don't know what else he can do. I don't see them beating the Bills, honestly. I just don't. You always say this from you, it's all about matchups.
Yeah. I don't think they
match up well with the Bills. They, you know, you got one of the best passing quarterbacks who also can run. So I mean, you're going to give Josh Allen 5 seconds to throw.
Well, and here is the thing with it too, because here's what the Bills have given up. They gave up 10 to the Rams, they gave up 7 to the Titans, and they gave up 21 to the Dolphins in a loss. And even then, in that loss, like 21 on the road to a team that just dropped, I mean, they threw 6 touchdown passes in Baltimore. So now they go back home, and you're missing half your secondary. Mm-hmm. You're missing your 2 best players in your secondary. Tre'Davious White and Jordan Poyer out, is it Micah Hyde? Micah Hyde was out. So you're missing 2 of those guys, and you come in and you do that with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. Like, did you see those guys going off? Waddle had a big catch, and I'm not saying they did nothing. Even when those guys, players like Tyreek Hill, do nothing, they're still doing something in the game because that means you're paying them so much attention. Because it's usually not a singular cornerback that's shutting them down. You know, there's going to be some help over the top from time to time. Yeah. You're paying attention to them. I think this Bills defense is a lot better than what everybody's going to give it credit for coming in. They're 2-1, and they've given up. I mean, they gave up less points this season than the Ravens gave up last game to the Dolphins. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Think about that. I mean, they've given up a total of 38 points. 38 points this year in 3 games. So you talk about what the Bucs are doing.
Yeah, they've given up 27 points.
It's still pretty damn good.
It's amazing. It's ridiculous. Yeah.
Let's get to this last quote from John Harbaugh, comparing the two offenses between the Bills and the Ravens.
They do run a lot of similar plays, you know. They run different plays, too. They've got their own style. Very physical offensive line. You know, playmaking receivers, especially number 14 and number 88, and number 6. You know, they got some downhill, elusive backs, hard runners. Just starting looking at them, you know, some of it being TV scouting even. You know, you watch them on TV, you get a feel for them, too. But big challenge.
So there you go. That's John Harbaugh. And I do think there are similarities between the offenses. But, again, J.K. Dobbins can be a difference maker, but I don't know that he's there yet, that they're ready to make him a bell cow. And the Bills' run defense, their pass defense is pretty good. They're still going to be missing Tre'Davious White and Micah Hyde, it sounds like. And, by the way, in that game, too, Milano, their linebacker, the one that Lamar kind of got into it with, there was some chirping going on from Milano through the media last year. But he's the one that hit Tua late. He got a penalty on it for the shove after the throw, 2 steps, and he chucked him down to the ground when Tua got hurt. But he came back in the game, so we'll see what this weekend looks like. But Josh Allen's been on absolute tear. In that loss, and I know he threw it over 60 times, he threw for 400 yards. He moved them up and down the field. They just had trouble in the red zone. Maybe the Ravens, if you're thinking they're going to win this game, maybe they can get some stops in the red zone, force them to 3s instead of 7s. But all that means is you got to make sure you're getting touchdowns out of your drives. And as I pointed out, Bills aren't giving up a ton of points.
No, they're not. I mean, they're a very complete team. They really are. I mean, I know they just lost to Miami. But Miami's a really good team. I mean, Miami's had a good defense over the last couple of years. And now they've got this incredibly explosive offense. They're a tough out. They're going to be one of the teams to beat in the AFC. But, I mean, it's only one loss for the Bills. I don't see them lose a whole lot of games this year. I think I'm guessing like 3 or 4.
Yeah. So, real quick, here's what I'm going to do. We got the Daily Line coming up. I'll go over everything that happened this weekend, but I'm going to give out my baseball plays today, and I'm going to tell you where I'm leaning in the NFL this week. I'll still be posting my plays on Press Box Online, so you can get those, pressboxonline.com, for the rest of the week. But That being said, as I go on vacation tomorrow, I won't be in here. I'll tell you who most likely is going to be my concrete lock of the week, because as it is early, things can change. I may change it, but I'll give you all those picks coming up next here on The Fan.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, guys, here we go. Let's go back, since we don't do this on Mondays, go back to Saturday. Because last night, if you read my article, I said no top plays. Nothing really stood out to me. I went 2-1. I was on the Red Sox that lost. The Yankees under hit, and then I had the Giants under, which hit by a half. And I told, as I said, didn't love anything. Sunday, we hit my lock on Thursday. Sunday, I went 2-3 in my top plays, but pretty much hit every single thing else. And Saturday, I went 1-4 in my top plays. So a bad weekend for top plays, but I hit everything else again. Like all the college games, I didn't make top plays. They all hit. There were like four of them. Just a weird, weird day. Or I'm sorry, I went 2-3 on Saturday. The Dodgers were one of my top plays. But yesterday, I liked the Vikings. Or Sunday, I liked the Vikings. Didn't happen. I liked the Broncos over. That didn't happen. But I hit the other three games with the Colts, Dolphins. And, you know, there were a couple more in there where, like, you know, thinking about it and going back to what I picked, the other big game was I missed the Patriots as well. But yeah, so 2-3 on the day of my top plays. I hit all three baseball games. And then I like the Packers. I like the Titans. They both won, but they weren't top plays. So let's get to today. Let me tell you where the weather leans, and then I'm going to get to my NFL plays for the weekend, and Ed, I'll get you to chime in on the NFL stuff. But weather today, Rays under. Tigers over, Nats under, Red Sox over, Twins under, Dodgers over, Giants over is where the weather's telling you to lean. When I say that, that does not mean just go ahead and take those games, because it guarantees it's just an edge. Like, that's what it's favoring. So for me, the plays I'm looking at today.
This is what the app's called.
What? It's called a weather edge.
Weather edge, yeah.
It's an so
edge.
It's not a, like, and I think if you subscribe to rotogrinders.com, you can get it, and it's fantastic, by the way. I love it, and I use it along with my betting, do my matchups, and see where they fall in the same way I fall. And that's what happened today. Braves, Nats, that's the one I'm going with them on them, with them, under 8.5. The weather is supposed to affect it, wind blowing in, so I like the fact that it's going to nullify some of these home run balls. Doesn't mean home runs won't be hit, because it's not a great pitching matchup with Espino and one of these youngsters. It looks like it might be a bullpen game for the Braves. But that being said, Braves bullpen's pretty good. I'll take the under 8.5. I like the Brewers to knock off the Cards. A lot of money coming in on the Cardinals. I think they're going to start resting some player, getting their rotation right, as it looks like they're going to have that division locked up. But I like the Brewers here. By the way, the Brewers have been a team that I land on often, and they've disappointed over and over again. But I'm still going back to the well. I'm not changing up how I bet. I like the Brewers. I like the Tigers and Royals to go over 8. And this is another one where, again, the pitching matchup's not great. Joey Wentz, so it's going to be more of a bullpen game for the Tigers. If you know anything about their bullpen, it sucks. And Zach Greinke, who can't strike anybody out, but it is a righty against the Tigers, I still like it to go over 8. I like the Orioles and Red Sox over 9. As we mentioned earlier, that's Bradish versus Waka. The weather favors it to go over. Looks like good home run hitting weather, as well as the wind is blowing out. So it might be something to keep your eye on. I like Miami and the New York Mets to go under the 7. And this is another interesting one with Cookie, Carlos Carrasco, going for the Mets. And for the Miami Marlins, it is Pablo Lopez, and I think this one's going to stay under. I like the spot here for both pitchers. Padres and Dodgers, it's Blake Snell, who's been great, but guess what? He's going up against the Dodgers. The Dodgers have been beating the Padres' ass over and over and over again this year. total 7.5, it's Tyler Anderson versus Blake Snell. I think we see runs. The weather favors it. Wind's blowing out. I like the spot here. It's hot. And I think it goes over the 7.5. I think people are getting sold on Blake Snell, which he can strike out a ton. But this Dodgers lineup is just, it's a beast. I mean, it's really, really
ridiculous.
Good.
I mean, that's, you talk about the best money can buy. That's what they've done.
Yeah. The Twins and White Sox are my top play. I like it to go under 7. And you may look at that number and go, under 7. It's Bailey Ober for Minnesota. A little bit better than what you think. This White Sox lineup, as much power as there is in there, there's a lot of strikeouts and inconsistency. And for the Twins, they got to go up against Lance Lynn. And Lance Lynn has been very solid since coming back from his knee injury. A little skittish early on, had a few hiccups along the way, but he's been great since then. Lots of strikeouts, not giving up a ton of the home runs. So I like Lance Lynn and the White Sox, along with Bailey Ober, to go under this 7. You might think this should be higher, but this is one of the – I circled this game when I looked at the Weather Edge tool as well. And I knew everybody was going to be betting the over because of the pitching matchup, and I just think it's the wrong side. So my favorite play, Twins, White Sox under 7, like the Dodgers over, the Mets under, Red Sox, Orioles over, Tigers over. I like the Brewers, and I like the Braves-Nationals game to go under. Now, here's where I lean for the NFL. Let's talk about this weekend's slate. You've already heard me talk about I like the Bills this weekend, -3.5. I think they come in here and handle business against the Ravens. I'm waiting for people to start sending me messages again. You picked the Patriots last week. You guys can say what you want about how that game finished. How good did you feel midway through the fourth quarter after that pass went across the middle of the field and Kyle Hamilton punched it out?
I didn't even quite get what people expect, why they say that. What does that mean?
I had one guy tweet at me. He's like, go against Jeremy, whatever. Would you have gone against me the week when I told you to take the over against the Dolphins and it went under? Feel free. Fade at your own risk.
You picked the Colts to be the Chiefs this week.
Well, it happens. I get some right. Even a blind squirrel finds a meal. Was that one of our great philosophers that said? No, it was Ray Lewis said that. Even a blind squirrel. Yeah. I do like the Bills to beat the Ravens. They're favored by 3.5. And again, this goes back to a little bit of the reverse line movement I talked about. It was 3 yesterday. It's up to 3.5. Most of the money coming in on the Ravens after a big win against New England. I just don't see it. Thursday night football. I love the Bengals in this spot. They're -3.5. And you're looking at it going, Cincinnati's favored by 3.5 over the Dolphins. Are you kidding me? The Dolphins just beat the Bills. It's a perfect letdown spot. And oh, by the way, I don't know how many times we have to say it, how much of a home field advantage Thursday night football is. You essentially get 2 days to get ready for the team unless you start prepping early. Mm-hmm. And then your body clocks aren't right. And then you got to travel.
Yeah.
Many guys with rolled ankles. Well, I mean, we're sitting here talking about, didn't Tua have an ankle issue and a head issue? So now he's going to travel and everything's just going to be fine. Maybe, maybe not.
People actually say, too, in the NFL, you're not even right until Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, from a Sunday. So now you're playing on Thursday.
And think about it. Think about what the Ravens offense did to this this Miami defense. And now, like, the Bills, it kind of surprised me that they kept moving up and down the field but couldn't get anything done. Kept screwing it up when stubbing their toe when they got in the red zone. But here we are. I think Cincinnati beats Miami on Thursday night. Another one here for you is Monday Night Football. The 49ers are 2.5-point favorites against the Rams. Guess who everybody's betting on? The Rams. I think it's the wrong side we've talked about. The Rams have not looked great, and I understand what the 49ers look like against the Broncos. They're going to be home this weekend on Monday Night Football. They are going to run the football down the Rams' throat. I can just already see this happening, and I think Jimmy G makes enough plays. There's familiarity there, and the 49ers have beaten them multiple times.
Absolutely.
So I have no – like, I love this play. I thought about making it my lock, but there's another game that stands out a little bit more to me. I like the Panthers to knock off the Cardinals. They're -2. And we'll see. Again, injuries can change this. And make sure you stay tuned on Sunday when I post my picks. But this Panthers team, if they can get it going, they get a big win this past weekend. I think they can beat the Cardinals again. I don't know where that leaves Arizona as they're treading water. They had to come back from a comfort behind victory to get their only win on the season thus far. And my concrete lock, I'm going to go back to the well. I like the Colts -3.5. Against this Tennessee Titans. The Titans stink, guys. The Raiders just stunk worse, and Derrick Henry got going in the first half. I think the Colts are going to stuff the run as best they can and force Tannehill to beat them. I don't think he can beat them. And I think we see Jonathan Taylor come out and have a big game, show who the better running back is in football. That's one of the fun things about this. Colts at home, second game at home, 3.5. I think they handle the Tennessee Titans. They win by more than a touchdown. So, most likely, the Indianapolis Colts will be my concrete lock this weekend. Make sure you stay tuned on Sunday and check that out. Ed, on Sunday Night Football, I kind of lean towards Tampa Bay here at home against Kansas City. I think that defensive line is going to wreak havoc all over them. And the one thing that really stands out to me in this game is just looking at the total. Because I know Tampa Bay hasn't been scoring, but Kansas City has.
Yeah.
And when we look at it, Kansas City right now, the total's 45. It's one of the lowest totals on the board outside of the really bad games where we don't know who's going to quarterback for New England or the Giants-Bears. Both of those games are under 40. But one of the lower totals we're going to see this week with a couple of 50 spots out there, including that Ravens-Bills game.
Yeah, I was afraid to say that because people think I'm just picking one of my favorite teams. I think Tampa's defense is awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously it is this year. But I think, and that's how they end up beating them in the Super Bowl. So we'll see.
It's a 1.5-point spread, guys. Look, Kansas City should be favorite with all the injuries they had. But now they get Mike Evans back for Tampa Bay. I think that's the difference in this game.
Yep.
And we'll see if Cole Beasley's out on the field more. But again, I lean Tampa Bay there as well. So I'll have more plays on Sunday. But that's it. When we come back, we got to do the encore, wrap it up, get everybody ready for Vinny and Haney. We'll do that next here on The Fan.
What if you predict the path of Hurricane Ian? That'd be helpful for me.
It'd be helpful for both of us. Yours is a little bit more important than mine, but hell, I got a vacation coming up tomorrow going to Jamaica. Boy, did we pick a good time to go. Who has better luck than me?
It is hurricane season.
I was just talking to somebody else. It's like, thank God we didn't go during hurricane season. Someone goes, it is hurricane season.
It is.
I was like, in the fall? They're like, yes.
This is when it's worse, September.
Ian, Ian, whatever the hell this damn. Could they have named it something better? I get tired of like the names that could be, Ian or Ian. You meet somebody, they want you to call it different. Ian Eagle.
Ian.
Huh?
Ian. Another Seinfeld episode.
Yeah.
Ian? No, Ian.
There you go. There's your encore. It was a kind of an interesting day as we've been checking out the storms. Obviously, Ed has a house in Florida, and would you say it's upgraded to a Category 4 now?
Yes.
Not fun at all.
More importantly, my wife is in Florida.
Yeah.
And my dog.
Yeah.
You replace a house.
And the hard part is with you being up here, like there's nothing you can do. Right?
Nothing at all.
Yeah.
Nothing except worry.
Except answer text messages.
And answer text messages from everybody.
Let's go out to the phone lines. Let's get Antonio in Rosedale. Antonio, what's up, man? You're on The Fan.
Hi, Jeremy. Hi, Ed.
Hi.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Even with all the off-season additions and players returning from injury, are you concerned with how the Ravens defense is playing? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You too. I think you have to be concerned, right, with the way the defense is played. Because, yeah. I mean, look, the Dolphins game being somewhat of an outlier, you faced what everybody believed to be a bad offensive team, and they moved the ball up and down the field on you, running and throwing.
Yeah.
I don't think things are – that's the point, guys. I don't think things are fixed just because you got a bunch of turnovers. Like, maybe JPP coming in helps out. We need to see more of Adafi Owe. You need Ty Spouser to get healthy. So,
yeah,
I think help's on the way.
Ronnie Stanley needs to come back. The offense can help the defense by getting them, keeping them off the field.
There's a ton of those, man. I don't know what – sometimes when we're watching games, like, ultimately the big cure-all is the winner, the loss. Or conversely speaking, like, mm-hmm. You could sit here and say a loss, and what do we have? Everybody calling in, fire the coach, can't win this way. I'm not paying Lamar if this is the result. You're losing a game. You can't – like, everybody wanted to get rid of the defensive coordinator. What's going on with the secondary? These guys suck. Punt them into the sun. It's like all that. And then all of a sudden you win, and it's Super Bowl again. You got to let some of this play out and see where your weaknesses are. Try to hide them as you can best. And sometimes it's okay. You're looking like in years past, when the Ravens won the Super Bowl in 2000, they looked at their defense saying, just give up 10 or less. Mm-hmm. Defense looking at the offense like, just get us 10 points and we'll win the damn game. I mean, that's how they felt most of the year.
With good reason.
And then I think a lot of times now, like if you go back to the Kansas City Chiefs or even the old Colts teams or the Patriots when they were scoring all those points, although their defense was good. Like, sometimes your best defense is your offense by just moving the chains, converting third downs, keeping that team off. Because I've said this often about a guy like Pat Mahomes, you keep him off the field, and then he starts to press a little bit when he gets in. And I'm not saying that's the end-all, be-all for him. Like, hey, if you're able to control clock management, he had 13 seconds and was able to beat the Bills. I mean, that was crazy. He's so freaking good. But Josh Allen is in that stratosphere. Like, so is Lamar Jackson. So the Bills are getting ready for him. Ravens got to be ready for Josh Allen.
They're talking about the two most likely candidates for MVP. Those two.
Yeah. And who? There was another name that was brought up. Who am I leaving out? Another quarterback that's playing really well.
Jalen Hurts.
Thank you. I couldn't think of him. Yeah. So you had a bunch of guys in that. Josh Allen was 6-1 to start the season in the MVP race. Lamar was 25-1. And I think Jalen Hurts was in that 25-1 range as well.
Lamar's at 7-1 now.
Yeah. So you see the odds and how much it's changed. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be right back there in the MVP picture, playoff picture, all that. So interesting enough. Yeah, so here, it's funny. I just got a text from a buddy. The Pats scored 24 points in the first two games. They moved the ball with no problem against the Ravens. They won, but they still could have scored 40 if Mac Jones hadn't turned the damn ball over. So, anyway, there you go.
Anyway.
All right, we got to get to what we learned today. What'd you learn, Ed?
Sometimes life really does imitate art. I don't know if anyone saw this, but it's fascinating to me. This is stuff movies are made out of. You know, now there's another branch of the military called Space Force, right?
Yeah.
And people have heard of the Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Lab, which is right here, you know, in our backyard. But what they did is they tested out the technology to see if we could actually blow an asteroid out that's threatening the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And they did. They actually sent whatever the hell it's called. This is a DART, is the acronym, Double Asteroid Redirection Test. It's a spacecraft launched in November, raced around the sun for 10 months as it chased this small space rock, Dimorphos, 7 million miles from the Earth. In space, at 14,000 miles an hour. They got it. They targeted this asteroid. It was actually a moon of an asteroid. On camera, you see this thing approach. It blows up. It blew up the asteroid 7 million miles away. It's like, it's unbelievable. It just, and they've tested technology because it's always been like, you know, what do you do if an asteroid's heading toward the Earth and, you know, would destroy everyone on the planet and all. They test the technology and they did it. I can't believe it. I don't know about you, but I find this stuff just so interesting and how technology has evolved where. And this is quiet. This was an article in the New York Times. I don't even know who saw it. But to me, it's like one of the most fascinating things I've read in a long time.
Yeah. No, I get
that. We blew up an asteroid 7 million miles away.
I think mine might be more important, though, as I found out today through Twitter that Rachel Dolezal has an OnlyFans. And for some people saying, well, who the hell's Rachel Dolezal? You'll remember her as the woman that was claiming that she had, black ancestors and that she was a... What was her job title technically? Here, I'm trying to look. American former college instructor and activist known for presenting herself as a black woman despite having been born to white parents.
Mm-hmm.
So this started this whole thing of can you identify as something that you're not, right? Outside of like sexual transition and all
Why
that.
Why can't you do it if you identify as different gender?
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying this is different with, well, whatever. Anyway, so in 2019 or 2020, she apparently started an OnlyFans where she was showing her feet and bikini pictures.
Sarah Silverman.
For what reason? Does she? She sell her feet? Well, she had that thing where she was selling feet pics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it turns out now, as anybody does, like with a lot of these, you're starting off, I'm making good money, but I could make great money if I'm doing this. Now she's all nude on there. Mm-hmm. Joe, did you sign up for her yet or no? Or Paige Van Zandt, who's on there now?
No, it was there was a good tweet that they said. It really must. It was talking about the thing that Ed was talking about, the DART mission, and they said, "Well, the world really must be ending because I just saw Rachel Dolezal's
nude leaks." Yeah, it seems like that happens quite a bit. Nude leaks.
Yeah, how they all leak?
Look, this
how do I get nude photos of Jennifer Lawrence and like Hope Solo? And how
could somebody hack them?
Yeah, how's that happen though?
What do you mean? You want to hack people? Is that
I don't want to hack anybody.
Oh, ain't no nude photos of me going around.
This is like
yet.
So common.
It happens all the time. But you got who was that? Was that 4chan that?
There's a difference. Rachel Dolezal is selling these herself. Yes. They're not leaked. Jennifer Lawrence and all those other celebrities had their. Their iClouds and phones hacked remotely.
So they'd send nude photos to their significant others, right. And then somebody hacked them. But Dolezal is on OnlyFans posting nude photos over, which somebody said, I woke up this morning and saw Rachel Dolezal naked. How the hell did that happen? That's life, man.
It's also why I know what Justin Verlander looks like naked, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
How's his fastball looking?
Should ask Kate Upton.
Oh, man. Well, you have fun while I'm gone. If I make it down there. It sounds, you said Fort Lauderdale. That's where we're supposed to fly into.
I mean, there's a lot of rain down there, but I think you're right. I'm just worried about my home and family right now because they're in direct path for Category 4 hurricane.
You're not worried about my trip?
Not really.
All right. Well, that makes sense, though. But I am also worried about your home and family as the hurricane's getting nasty. And it's going to touch down in the U.S. and Florida on the west coast of Florida, right?
Yeah.
And then what's expected? Like how far? Because when it hits landfall, it starts to die down, right? Am I wrong on that?
No, yeah, because it needs water to sustain itself. So once it gets inland, it usually gets weaker.
But you can't feed it after midnight. No. No, that's the gremlins. Never mind. I get all this stuff mixed up. But, yeah, so it's hurricane season. Anyway, you guys have fun while I'm gone. I can't wait to get the hell out of here. And
you're not going anywhere.
I probably won't be. Ed Norris, Jeremy Kahn, Vinny and Haney's up next right here on 105.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.